Well, up until now, regional areas have had some level of COVID protection because of travel restrictions. But that'll change within days as Melburnians and Sydneysiders are allowed to leave their cities. There's some unease in parts of the bush about that, and one regional centre between those two capitals is already being pushed to its limits. Local leaders say it's a major test for how communities manage a high number of infections without relying on lockdowns. Gavin Coote reports.
It's been off limits to Sydneysiders and Melburnians for months now. And so the twin city of Albury-Wodonga hadn't really had to battle COVID until very recently.
Who would have thought 3 weeks ago we'd been locked down for one infection, and now at over 340 we're still freewheeling, and I think Wodonga's nearly at 200.
That's Kevin Mack, who's the mayor of Albury, which is on the New South Wales side of the border with Victoria, where health authorities are now managing more than 400 active Delta cases. Local testing clinics are overwhelmed, and the majority of the cases are among people under the age of 20, which is causing havoc in local schools.
There's no clear communication going on, and this is this border anomaly stuff, but it's also, in New South Wales particularly, they're going to encounter this when they open up the rest of New South Wales too, so they need to learn from this.
New South Wales health authorities had already delayed regional travel beyond the 80% vaccination target. They were concerned about low vaccination rates in some areas. From Monday, though, it's expected fully vaccinated Sydneysiders will be allowed to head to regional parts of the state. For Melburnians, it'll be even sooner. They'll be reunited with regional Victoria from Friday evening. But with classrooms in both states having only just reopened, the road back to normality is instead one of disruption and uncertainty. Mark Gerrards is the principal of the Scott School, Albury.
We seem to be the last school standing. 28 schools, when I looked this morning, have been closed and are going through cleaning, etc. Up until this point, we're still open. We have not had a positive case in our school.
How much concern is there about the week or weeks ahead?
Yeah, that's a good question, Gavin. It's interesting. Had you asked me that 3 weeks ago, it would have been a very different answer. But the surge of cases that we haven't seen before that is currently plaguing Albury has really, I think, changed perceptions. And so that, I guess, has created a sense of tension, a sense of concern within our community. Our greatest concern, of course, at the moment is our Year 12s, who are only a week and a half away from their HSCs. We can't monitor them 24/7, and trying to keep them safe beyond the school grounds is a difficulty, and getting them safely to the HSCs is quite a worry.
Both Albury and Wodonga have single-dose vaccine rates of 95% and double-dose figures just under 80%, though there are some signs the local health system is under pressure. The local cancer centre has converted a ward for COVID-19 patients because of a lack of negative pressure rooms in the main hospital. Albury-Wodonga oncologist Craig Underhill is a member of the expert group AusSage, which has been calling for higher vaccination targets before opening up regional areas.
There's this impact on schools, and so that means that parents need to be off work to look after kids who are in quarantine or quarantine themselves. And so that has an impact on, you know, doctors and nurses and catering staff in the hospitals, and cleaners are people too. And then so they're off sick. And so that is, you know, has an impact on ability to maintain services. And, you know, we don't have a hospital just down the road that we can draw on resources.
Others insist it's the right time to move forward into a new phase of the pandemic. New South Wales member for Albury, Justin Clancy, reckons with lockdowns no longer the go-to tactic, authorities need to be clear about how they manage high infection numbers.
Our community has really, you know, it's really quite daunting where we're sitting at the moment. And it's there is a sense of being shell-shocked at the moment in terms of, you know, what the last few weeks have been. I think, you know, we will need to really work as a community and draw on our inner strength to get through this. I know we will get through it by working together, but we need to continue to affirm with, a message that we can get through it. And I'm sure we'll be looking forward to welcoming communities, but we need to be continuing to work through getting our community just through this challenging period.
New South Wales Liberal MP Justin Clancy, our reporter there, Gavin Coote.